T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 7:03 and 48 seconds on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman. Peter Kennedy, they on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number as we take you right up until the football at 8 o'clock, right here on your fan, New York City.
Second and 3, handoff, Barkley makes a couple miss, now breaks to the outside, he's to the 40, gets to the sideline, Barkley across midfield into Jaguar territory, still going to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants! 68 yards for Saquon Barkley. And their first touchdown of 2018 comes from the rookie out of Penn State.
And what a run it was, he says. Tonight's giant segment of the show brought to you by EY. The better the question, the better the answer, the better the world works. And with us for a couple of minutes is number 95 of the New York Football Giants, Mr. B.J. Hill. B.J., thanks for a couple of minutes for sure.
Oh, thank you all for having me.
Well, that's our pleasure. You should know that. And, of course, you are part of a very strong unit, especially in the second half on Sunday. We'll get to talking about Dallas in a second or so.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, in the second half, you guys forcing 7 punts. I said earlier in the program, B.J., it was one punt too many. You needed to have them turn it over to the Giants on downs, but you guys forced 7 punts in the second half to keep the Giants certainly within striking distance. Give me a take on you're a rookie, you were a third-round draft choice, everyone knows from this, from North Carolina State, the whole thing. Bottom line, and you had 4 tackles in the game, if I saw the stats correctly. So the bottom line is, what was the mood in the locker room? Was everyone resigned? Was everyone mad? Give me a take after the game was over, what it was like in the locker room.
We just knew that we had a bad start the first couple of series, and we knew we wanted to bounce back way faster and come out of the second half with some energy and just run into the ball, get to the ball, and just make plays. That was just a big part. So we're kind of out there just out there at first, just trying to get used to the new season, and then we just turned it on in the second half.
Yeah, and nobody wants to see anyone get injured, but certainly the defense, the Giants' defense, certainly with an advantage forcing Bortles to go about moving the ball and scoring, because without Fournette out there on the field, I would think that for the Giants' defense, things were a little bit easier.
That played a big role in it. Leonard Fournette, he's a great back, and unfortunately, he did get hurt. But that don't affect the way we play. We still wanted to come out and play fast and play hard and play together.
In the first half, though, Bortles was moving the football. In the second half, not moving it very well at all. What adjustments were made at halftime by the Giants' defense?
We just had to change our mindset. We just had to just play ball and just be us. Just play hard and tough. And at the beginning, like I said, we weren't playing like that at the beginning. And we just had to turn it on. And that's why we played the way we did in the second half.
And of course, if the game is put into the hands of, now Bortles had a very good year last. I mean, Jacksonville is a terrific team. Everyone knows them that, and they came, as you know, this close to getting into the Super Bowl. They blew that lead very, very late against New England. Now, of course, they're taking on New England this weekend, and the Giants are taking on Dallas. Dallas does not have Dez Bryant anymore, and they don't have Jason Witten, and it was a struggle last week for Dak Prescott. It's all about Ezekiel Elliott, and of course, he's the tough running back, we know from that. We want to see you get into the face of Dak Prescott. Can you do that, B.J. Hill?
That's my goal. That's all of our goals. We want to get to the quarterback as much as possible, but at first we have to stop the run. That's our main goal for us to get to the quarterback. We got to stop the run on first and second down to be able to rush the third down. And I'm excited to play in Dallas. I'm excited to get out there with them.
You want to be normally a defensive tackle is, or do you want to be more on the outside?
It really doesn't matter. I just want to help the team win. That's my goal. My goal is to help the team win a Super Bowl. That's why I feel like they drafted me to come here. And anywhere they need me to play, they need me to play linebacker. Okay, throw me out there. I'll do it. I'm a team player. I'm willing to do anything to make the team win.
Give me a take on the brand-new defensive coordinator. What's your unit? What you think of this guy? And what do you have learned from him in a short period of time, being the rookie that you are?
Oh, he's a great coach. He preaches to us to stop the run first. And for us to be a great team, we got to stop the run, be physical, outplay them, and just do our job. And that's the most important thing. And I feel like we're coming along pretty good, even though we lost our first game. But they don't define who we are. It really doesn't matter how you start. It's just to do between the time now and to the end of the year. So we still got time to still get better and improve in our game.
And his demeanor, is he a disciplinarian? Is he a drill sergeant? Or is he a little bit more your older brother, your father figure?
He can get out of you if you need to. He's a teacher. He'll teach you. He expects you to do the right things, because we go over it so many times. He wants you to be perfect and just to make plays. Oh, yeah, he'll get out of you, though, if he needs to. Of course. Mm-hmm.
Now, at North Carolina State, I mean, we know you're over 300 pounds, and we know that you chew nails for a hobby, and we know you're tough. Otherwise, you're not wearing a New York Football Giants uniform. But at North Carolina State, you went both ways, did you not? You did some offense as well as playing on the other side of the line, correct?
No, I didn't play. I did not play offense in college. I wish I did, but I did not. Yeah.
Okay. Where did you play offense? In high school, I guess, yes?
Yes, I did play offense in high school. I did play running back as my main position on the offense. I did play other positions, too, as well.
Yeah, okay. And so now here's the interesting thing. You alluded to their offensive line. Now, they don't have Frederick. He's got. He's out for maybe, and you never want to see anyone get hurt or have what he has, an autoimmune disease. So it's a very serious matter. He may miss a season. He may not. I don't think anyone knows, but he's an all-pro center. That offensive line comes with a lot of headlines. They're a very good offensive line, but they are missing their starting center. I'm going to say advantage New York Giants defensive line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still got some weapons on our offense, not just the offensive line. They do. The offensive line is pretty good, big, physical. And they still got a heck of a running back there, too, that we have to stop.
What are your feelings about the America's team in general? You know they're a big rival of the New York Giants, and if you don't, you do now.
Mm-hmm. I'm just excited to get out there and play against them.
Sure.
It's dream come true to be at one of the best franchises in the league, and that's the New York Giants. And I'm glad to be here, and I'm loving it so far, and I'm continuing to love it until I retire here.
Sure enough, it's a couple of days. You're going to be going against Jerry's kids. You're going to be going against into Jerry's world. You want to come out with your thumbs held, your arms held up in the air. You want to beat America's team, don't you?
Of course. That's why we're going down there to play. We want to win, nonetheless. That's our goal, to win.
And tell us you are going to get into Dak's face.
Oh, I got to. We all do. All the rushers, linebackers, whoever's come off the line, we all got to get to them. Let me make something happen.
Okay, and BJ, and we can't thank you enough for giving us a couple of minutes. So let me ask you one last question. Is there right now? It's a couple of days before the game. Is there, and nobody wants to start Dallas or the Giants. Nobody wants to get off to an 0-2 start. And you know better than anyone how tough the schedule is. You take it one at a time, I understand. But nobody wants to start 0-2. Is there, at this point, a couple of days before the game, any sense of urgency to make sure that we leave after 60 minutes with Dallas with a victory?
Like I said earlier, our goal is to go down there and win the game. It's still early in the season. This game is not going to define who we are, win or loss. We still got a long season to go, so we still got 16 more games to play. But our goal is to go down there and win.
All right, and much good luck to you for sure. And we hope you had four tackles last week. One other thing. Number one adjustment from North Carolina State into the NFL. This was your first game last Sunday against a very good football team. Make no mistake. Mm-hmm. What is what was and has been and may continue to be the number one adjustment you have had to make going from North Carolina State to the New York Football Giants?
I would say just the speed of the game. Just getting my feet wet, playing beside Snacks, Dalvin, all those great players. And that was the main difference, just getting used to the speed of the game and being comfortable out with those guys.
Okay. Listen, I can't thank you enough. And you know that from all of us here to you, we wish you and, of course, the New York Football Giants all the best this coming weekend. In game number two, thanks for being on with us.
All right, thank you for having me.
You got it. Our pleasure. B.J. Hill, number 95, defensive tackle, defensive end for your New York Football Giants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.